And good afternoon. Welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and your host is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi, Elise. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh, my goodness.
It sun's out, or spring fever. I love this time of the year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there's flowers, there's buds, there's life again. The dark days are almost gone.
You know? Yes.
It's just great.
And the promise of adventure, I think, is in the air, despite what the weather might be like, whether it's sunny, whether it's rainy, it doesn't matter. This sort of time of year makes you think, you know, I want to get out there. I want to go and enjoy things that are around me and that are far from me, because travel is so much fun. Travel enriches your life so much. That's why we have Elise here to help us get some great ideas and give us wonderful adventures to join.
Well, that's what life's about, isn't it? Life is an adventure.
It really is.
And you shouldn't try to avoid it, because it's going to find you.
Right. So we're very excited. We've just announced here this month the KSRO Shades of Ireland trip.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So there may be people who do not know what this is. This is a brand new trip that we're organizing with KSRO listeners. Tell us about
it. Yeah, well, we have our morning talk show host, Pat Kerrigan, is going to be our chief operator,
Okay. Shall
we say? Call it that. I don't know if I'll be going with her, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
It depends on if she needs a little hand here, but
she's
all excited about it, because she is of Irish descent.
With a name like Pat Kerrigan, you would
Miss
think.
Miss Kerrigan.
Right.
And so she's all excited about it, and which is great also, because the enthusiasm runs rampant.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Whereas someone who, like I've been to Ireland before, and I always love going back. It's one of those places that you can go back to and you see something different, and you have a different experience, even if you've been there before, because you always miss something. You know, there's just something, and you never know. But she is so excited. We have a great opportunity. You know, this year, as you notice in the stores, you see a lot of St. Paddy's Day. Everybody's greening up, I call it. But you know what? It's great to look at them in the store and go out to your local pub or a restaurant on that day. But how would you like a week of St. Paddy's Day celebration? Actually, 10 days of St. Paddy's Day celebration.
My gosh.
We will be right there in the heart of it all.
Oh my gosh. So next year, this is 2019, March 9th through the 18th. We are going with Pat Kerrigan to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. How fun is that?
Oh my God, how fun. It cannot be anything but fun. I don't know what can't be. And you know, it's sort of like if you think of our area when we have a lot of rain, you see a lot of green on the hillsides.
Sure, yeah.
In Ireland, they do get a lot of rain. Mm-hmm. So everything is Kelly green on the hillsides.
Goodness.
And it's lush. In fact, you know, you may, and giving you a true, honest weather, you know, you may get rain.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't care. There, you just wear your rain gear and your rain shoes.
At least, let me tell you, I'm from Seattle, so I know of not caring about the rain. You just go about your life. It's fine. And that's why it's so green and beautiful there, is because they have that wet climate. And how romantic is that? You know, mist and rain and the rolling hills and the green and the castles. And oh my goodness, how romantic.
You know, the good part about it is you feel all this. It's such an old country.
Yeah.
I mean, you really can feel the history, you know, and I mean, you know, not by ghosts and things, but, you know, there are things that have happened there that it feels a little different than here.
Sure.
You know, they have history and, you know, castles and banquets and, you know, all kinds of things you could do. I mean, there's, it's just unending to
be
honest.
It is really. So this is a 10-day trip. And it includes many of the meals. You'll have 8 breakfasts and 5 dinners included. How much does it cost for someone to attend?
Well, here's the great part about it. If you are traveling with another friend or a spouse or someone else, you're looking at $35.99 a person. But this includes round-trip airfare.
Mm-hmm.
It includes transfer from Santa Rosa to the airport round trip. So you don't have to worry about where am I going to park my car? What right. time does the airporter leave? You know, all these things. You will have a meeting place and mm-hmm. probably, I would imagine, near headquarters. Mm-hmm. And we'll all get, you know, going together.
That's great.
And we'll go into San Francisco. We'll fly over together mm-hmm. and we'll come back together. And which is fabulous. For those of you who, you know, want to go business class, there is an upgrade mm-hmm. for that. But let's just say you're a solo traveler. You're looking at, it's a little bit more. It's $4,049. And it's just a little bit more to go by yourself. And you can even, there is a possibility of having, you know, if you want to share, if it's three friends.
Okay.
We do have a triple.
Oh, that's great.
Now, also, even though, you know, the rooms in Europe are small, mm-hmm. we are spoiled here in the U.S. because, you know, when you get a room, it's big, but it's sort of like thinking of a cruise ship style. They're small. You don't have a lot of room. Mm-hmm. So a triple, you know, you can do it. It's just going to be cozy. So make sure you find someone you like to share the room with.
Right.
But that price, $35.69 for, you know, a room is really good.
Yeah, so. So how does someone get more information about this? How do they show their interest and maybe start to sign up for this?
Well, there's a few ways to do it. If you can't wait and you're so excited that you're jumping out of your shoes, you can give me a call at 935-WISE, that's WISE with a Z, so 935-9493.
Okay.
Or you can send me an email at ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. And we can get you the information right away. We have registration forms. Mm-hmm. You know, we're limited to the amount of people that can go as right. well. So it's not the kind of thing you can say, well, in September, I think I want to go on that. By then, it's going to be probably sold out.
Right, right.
As things do go here, they go quickly.
Exactly.
And then for those of you who will be around, we have a mixer on March 13th,
okay.
And it'll be at the Stout Brothers in Santa Rosa at 5:30.
Uh-huh. A great place and to go and talk about a trip to Ireland, right?
So, yeah, it'd be great if you could let me know if you're going, mm-hmm. because then we can make sure we have enough information for everybody, packets of information.
Got it. Okay.
There'll be a presentation so you can learn more about it. And if you do miss it, you know, and or if you have missed it mm-hmm. by the time you hear my show, mm-hmm. You can always get in contact with me.
Right. And an email is great. ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. So this is so much fun. 10 days. We're going to Ireland. We'll be there on St. Patrick's Day in 2019 with Pat Kerrigan, who is so psyched and amped up for this. It is going to be an amazing trip. So can you tell me about some of the places that we'll be visiting in Ireland?
Well, the first place we're going to land, we're going to fly into Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much, you know, overnight. And then everyone's a little bit tired.
Sure,
and,
you need to,
you know,
relax,
didn't sleep that well or excited.
Right.
You know, mostly excited. I find that when I travel overseas, I get this second breath of energy. It's I got to go out and do as much as I can. And many of you will, but I guarantee you'll sleep well that night, you know, by the time you finally do go to bed.
Right.
And the nice part, it's, you know, people speak English, so you don't have to worry about a language barrier,
right.
which many countries, it's a little harder to communicate with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it'll be fine if you can understand the English that they speak, because, you know, sometimes
Irish accent can be thick. Yes.
I know. I've had a better, you know, chance of listening and understanding German or French or Spanish from the kind of accent. But you shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
So you'll start in Dublin, which has so much to do. You'll have a little bit of free time when you arrive. Mm-hmm. There'll be a little bit of an Irish evening the first full day and night. So you'll be able to actually get around on your own. You'll be able to, you know, go into town, shop, do a few things, and we'll have some, you know, information on what you can do.
Oh, great. Okay.
I've been there before, and there's a bunch of different things that I thought was fun. You can be a Viking and, you know, go around on this. It's like I want to say it's a four-wheel, not a four-wheel drive vehicle, but it's like a patio boat on wheels.
Okay.
And then you end up going into the water. Oh, they pull the wheels up and you go in and you're at everybody, you know, on the street. It's sort of a hokey thing, and you're wearing a Viking hat with
okay.
horns. And
uh-huh.
It's sort of fun. You know, you get into the spirit really
sure.
quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I like there is when you order coffee, they have warm milk for your coffee or
nice.
Cream. And there's something about that little touch
yeah.
that just makes the difference. So you'll have pretty much the day to yourself on mm-hmm. day, you know, the second day. But that evening, we're going to have a traditional Irish meal and entertainment. So you'll get into the swing of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because the first day, people are
sure
not really sure how they feel.
Yeah.
So. And then from there, you know, you'll get touring on it's really the second full day. You'll get a tour of the area.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to see a lot of it, Grafton Street. And then we leave the next day. We're going Kilkenny and Waterford. So Waterford, yes, it is the crystal.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
And sometimes one of the nice things in Waterford is they have what they call seconds.
Oh,
so
okay.
maybe you can't find what's exactly wrong. Maybe if it's not exactly centered, it's
sure.
not rounded. There's a teeny, teeny, teeny little chip, which you have to see with the magnifying glass.
Right.
And they sell them as seconds.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's
a good
great,
tip. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a tour of the Waterford Crystal Factory on day four of the trip. And
mm-hmm.
Kilkenny, absolutely gorgeous. 12th century. I mean, the kind of history that you're going to see.
Yeah,
there
so there is
incredible.
Extra that you have to spend on the trip, like Waterford's one of them.
Yeah. Well, I would bring the money. I'm talking with Elise Corey. We're talking about our wonderful trip to Ireland with Pat Kerrigan. And we're beginning to sign people up for this now. It will be happening in March. So around this time next year is when we're going to head out to Ireland. And you can reserve your spot. There is a meeting March 13th at the Stout Brothers, 5:30 p.m. If you can, RSVP first to Elise. But if not, just show up and we'll give you all the information. It's going to be very fun. We'll be right back. This is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.
That's just love. Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
My name is Roy Miller, and like many of you, my family lost our home in the fires. I am a local Sonoma County attorney. If you are like me, you're being deluged with advertising from out-of-state and out-of-area lawyers. Those lawyers would file your claim in San Francisco. You should not have to drive to San Francisco to see your lawyer or deal with your claim. I decided to seek justice against PG&E. If you seek justice, call 575-1040 or visit firejustice.com. I am also helping our clients maximize their insurance recovery. Unlike most other firms, I am not charging for this additional help. I want my family home back. I want my neighborhood back. I want my community back. We are a local law firm who will file your claim locally. Join us for a meeting about your rights this Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Hanson & Miller Law Firm, 415 Russell Avenue in Santa Rosa.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it. That's just life without a care.
Good afternoon and welcome back to our wonderful program, Travel Tuesdays, with Elise Corey, and we're talking about our trip to Ireland. It is Shades of Ireland. It will be March 9th through the 18th next year, 2019. You get to spend St. Patrick's Day in Ireland with Pat Kerrigan. She is going to be leading our fearless travelers, and we're definitely going on some great adventures. We were talking a bit about what will be happening and where you'll be visiting each day. So we left off, I believe, with day four, where we were in Waterford and having a chance to tour the Crystal Museum, maybe pick up something to bring back home. I did, when I was very young, I traveled to the UK and I bought some crystal for my mom, and she still has it. I bought it when I was 12, and I'm 40-something now, and she still has it. So.
I bet there's a little price difference on what you paid for it years ago to now. It does increase in value, so that's one of the nice things. And it's a great way to remember your trip,
of course,
too. I mean, to have a souvenir. One of the things, you know, that always surprised me when I went to Ireland, you know, you get all excited seeing these castles.
Yeah.
And the tour guide I had when I went there said, oh, there's an ABC. I said, what are you talking about, ABC? She goes, another bloody castle is what we say here in Ireland, because, you know, we have grapevines.
Yeah.
They have castles.
Okay.
So it's like the same type of thing. It's like, oh, grapes. Oh, yeah. Cows. Oh, yeah. There's some more cows. Oh, you know, it's like not like a big deal to us here.
Yeah.
But, you know, the castles are the same thing to them. Although they do have a lot of sheep, different kind of sheep. Hmm. One of the things that I noticed when I was there is that they have sheep that instead of branding or putting something by their ear, mm-hmm. they have like spray painted them in different colors.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm like, that's sort of ugly, I thought.
But I think to keep it from them being stolen.
I mean, if someone's got a big green spray or red or blue, then you know it belongs to these people.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And, interesting. So, where else are we headed on our trip? On day five, we're still in Waterford, and then we get to do something very fun on day five, especially for people like me and Pat who love to talk.
Yeah, well, you know, we go to kiss the Blarney Stone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and some people like to do it, and it's just, you know, you sort of have to, you know, you do it. When in Rome, do as the Romans do, so to speak. So you can, you're not forced to kiss it, but if you'd like to, you may. And we go, that area is beautiful. Mm-hmm. You end up going into Killarney, which is a national park, and it's gorgeous, because they have tons of hiking and biking places there too.
Nice.
I mean, it's gorgeous, and it's really nice. It looks like we'll be boarding a traditional boat and sail through the lakes, which is just, it's really nice. It's just, you see different things. And, you know, of course, there's the castle in the distance, another ABC, you know. One of the things that I do want to say is, you know, you feel like, oh, great, I'm stuck with these people for 40 days, you know, for 40 people or, you know, for the length of my trip. But you have some flexibility. You don't have to eat together all the time. You have options of different restaurants. And of course, you're going to find people that you just click with.
Yeah.
And you're going to want to go out with. But maybe everybody doesn't do it for you.
Sure.
So, you know, you can go out with a smaller group. So you're not forced to eat in the hotel, which some tour operators do that. And, this one, you don't have to.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you'll have dinner options on day five where you want to head out some great places in Killarney. What about day six? Where are we going then?
Oh, we're going to Ring of Kerry, which is a famous spot. It's on the cliffs, and there's a lot of hiking over there, and it's just a gorgeous area. I have not been there. So I'm hoping I do get to go, because I think that would be, that was one of the places that I missed on there. And it's, you know, you see, like they do border collies and sheepdogs. They also do, and I'm not sure if we'll be seeing that, but they do. There's a horse stud farm also, which it's
how
where
fascinating,
the, for the thoroughbreds,
you
know, that's where you send your horse to if you want it to stay in the same line of a champion line. They do that. So
that's
I didn't go there, but I know about it.
Or seeing a family run farm. That would be very cool too. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's really how you, when you've read the books and you picture in your mind, that's,
of course,
it hasn't changed.
Oh, that's so great. I love it. All right, day seven, where are we headed?
Well, we're going to Adair and then to Limerick. And I feel very close to Limerick, because I used to do the rock band travel, and I did it for the Cranberries.
Oh.
And unfortunately, Dolores O'Riordan has passed recently.
Yeah.
But that's where we're from, Limerick, Ireland.
Limerick.
So I'm sure there's going to be several tributes to them. Their music will live forever. But I haven't been to Limerick, so I'm very excited about that opportunity.
Wow. And then day eight, we start in Limerick and go to Galway. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you go to the cliffs of Moher. I may pronounce this wrong, but Moher.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see the Atlantic. There's tombs there. There's just, it's just one of the most popular places. It's for its scenic beauty.
Yeah.
And you'll get to walk around a little bit. So It's really nice.
I love that. Then day nine, we're going to Whiskey Country.
Yes. I mean, it's not complete to go to Ireland without tasting whiskey.
Right.
I mean, that's also their method of getting better. If your tooth hurts, you put whiskey on it. If you have a headache, you drink some whiskey. If your knee hurts, you put whiskey on it.
Okay.
I mean, it's just that's they don't use antibiotics. They use whiskey.
Okay.
Whiskey's the cure all for everything. And a trip to Ireland wouldn't be complete unless you participated in that. So you'll go through Ireland's whiskey territory, you'll go to a distillery, and of course you'll have to have a taste
of course.
You know. And the nice part is you'll be staying overnight in a castle.
What?
Yeah.
There's an overnight in a castle on
yes,
this trip?
Which I think would be really neat, and I hope there's ghosts and things around. I personally, if I go, I want that. I want to
right.
interact with the spirits that were there. And they're probably fun spirits because they've been drinking whiskey
there
all day.
There you go. You know? Exactly. So, they're fueled. The spirits are fueled by spirits.
It's called Cabra Castle.
Is this it? Is this
picture
it?
Yeah. And if you get the information, you'll get to see what it looks like. It's just, it dates back to the 16th century. And it's just those dreams that you think of, you know, when you think of Ireland and castles, and you get to stay in one.
Right. So, and I'm also seeing here in a little bit of description that despite it being this, you know, wonderful pre-Cromwellian sort of castle, it has been fitted to have the modern luxury. So you're not, you know, having to
by candlelight.
Exactly. You're gonna
you know,
have a
they have electricity,
running
they have
water,
toilets,
right.
You know, they have all the modern conveniences, but it'll still be really neat spend the time there.
That is so amazing. I had no idea that you get to stay at a castle.
Yeah.
So that'll be one of the last nights. And then you fly back.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a lot. We're seeing a lot in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an overall taste of Ireland. And, you know, it's a fabulous country. It really is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The people are friendly. You'll learn how to dance. People just, you know, they have a little whiskey and they get dancing. So it's...
There's great music. There's
great
culture.
Oh, it's great music by far. They have I forget what it's called. It's a certain kind of drum.
Yeah.
And and then they dance to it. And it's just... I mean, I took a video of the show and just not believing that people can do that.
Mm.
But, you know, it's a great opportunity. This is the first land-based KSRO trip that we're doing. We usually cruise, but this one is going to be on land. And what a perfect, we were thinking of where can we go that'll be really amazing. And to go to the land of Ireland during St. Paddy's Day, they celebrate it a little differently than we do here, but they still celebrate.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I'm seeing as long as these dates are, they look like you're going to be in the castle on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
That's your day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That's so amazing.
I mean,
I
how much
it.
Better does it get? You know.
So if someone wants to find out more, there is the mixer that we're doing at Stout Brothers on March 13th at 5:30 p.m. If you can't make it to that, that's all right. You could also just contact Elise at 935-9493. That's 935-9493. Or send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. Again, that's ksro@travelwise.net. And Wise is with a Z. And how much does it cost to put down your deposit on this?
So you're putting down $500 a person deposit.
Okay.
I do highly recommend the insurance. It's only $315 and it has nothing to do with your age or your health history. So just, it's
this
one of those
no brainers.
Travel insurance,
right.
You know, in case something happens or unforeseen things do occur. And it's nice to know that you can get a refund if you have to.
Right.
Not that you want to, but things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's well worth it. So to me, it's better to do $815 deposit total. And then you're covered. Your air's covered. Your transportation to and from the airport's covered. And your trip to Ireland with your fellow KSRO listeners. And you'll have a trip of a lifetime.
Oh, my gosh. So many great memories that you're going to be able to make. And if you want a little bit more luxury, you can talk with Elise and she can give you some elite airfare and upgrade you, and so you have a little bit more leg room, a little bit more comforts on your trip over. But this is great. This is 10 days in Ireland with Pat Carrigan, who's going to be the most enthusiastic tour guide that you will ever find for
She's
Ireland.
She's already can't wait. She wishes it was this, you know, this year, not next year. But, you know, you have all your breakfast and you have almost all your dinners. There's some free time so you can do your own thing, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to. And it's nice. And I always suggest that.
Yeah.
Meet the local people.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, while you're waiting for walking around, ask directions. What are you doing? Oh, come with me. Let's go here. Yeah, great. You know, where do they go to eat for quick snack?
That's some of my favorite stuff is the unplanned things that you have during a trip, because you just never know what's around the next corner. And it's always, always fun. Well, thank you so much. And we will see you March 13th at Stout Brothers, 5:30 p.m. If you can, RSVP ahead of time. If not, that's all right. And we will see you very soon.
Okay. Look forward to it.
This is KSRO.